All right, all of you swimmers and triathletes out there, I know you sacrifice a lot to be the best you can be. All those countless hours of training to reach your goals, which for triathletes and swimmers is a lot of hours in the pool. All that time with the chlorine can leave your skin and hair dry, brittle, and itchy. Well, we don't want that. And good news, there's a natural way to get rid of the dry, itchy irritation of time spent in the pool so you don't have to sacrifice your comfort on the way to reaching your dreams. Developed by a lifelong endurance athlete, Solpreze Total Body Swim Care Pack uses vitamin C to naturally eliminate chlorine. Starting with the shampoo and body wash to get rid of all the chlorine clinging to your skin, then doing a deep conditioning of your pool fried hair, and finishing with a smooth moisturizing lotion with one last pass of that all-important vitamin C. The Total Body Swim Care Pack has you covered from head to toe for you, your family, anybody spending extra time in that super chlorinated water. So if you want to get out of the pool not feeling like a sun-dried raisin, go to solpre.com/go and use the code 321GO to get 20% off your first Total Body Care Pack today. Solpre, SOLPRI.com/go, 321GO, and that's 20% off your first Total Body Swim Care Pack today.
This is a Jeff Galloway podcast.
Welcome to 321GO, the podcast. I'm John Pelkey.
And I'm Carissa Galloway, and we're bringing you stories from start to finish to keep the everyday athlete motivated to keep moving towards the next finish.
Today on 321GO, we have a fun chat episode. This is actually a peek at part of our subscriber-only happy hour that we did in October. You're going to get to hear some fun chat, some throwback chat, and finally, well, almost what you've been asking for. It's a new history moment, but I'm sorry, Dorothy, it's not about Apollo 13. It's about someone in history that John thinks you should know a little bit more about. The History Minute, or I don't know, History 12 Minutes included in this episode. So a huge thank you to our supporters. This was such a fun happy hour that did go on for about 2 hours as we got to know everybody. Thank you guys for listening. We will have our full Wine and Dine half marathon recap for you next week, as well as lots of helpful tips to get you set and ready for the upcoming January races, including the Dopey Challenge. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you to those of you who said hello during Wine and Dine. Thank you for the friendship bracelets, the cheers, and for just being your awesome selves and listening. If you like us, share on social and give us a rating. We'd love to connect with new Run Disney runners. And if you want to be a part of the next happy hour, look at the link in the show notes to become a subscriber. Let's do this. Well, welcome everybody to our first ever 321GO virtual happy hour. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for being here. So what we thought we would do is we would start off with a chat. There's a big question mark in the air that relates to Johnny. So we'll do a chat, and then we want to, Chris is here. I know, Chris, you have to leave at
8.
Okay, so then we'll have Chris kind of jump in with a little bit of fun nuggets, some things he wants to say to inspire us all, depending on how much he drinks. We'll see how good it is. And then we'll hear from him.
All right, we should start this off with a toast. So here's to our year plus and everybody who's stuck with us.
Yeah.
And supported.
Cheers, guys.
Pretty much.
Cheers.
You have no idea how surprised both of us were that you stuck with us. Supported us. But we've learned a lot over this last year.
Yeah, we had, and we've learned a lot of interesting things. We've met a lot of great people.
We even learned some uninteresting things that ended up being moderately interesting.
Some uninteresting podcast.
All right, here we go.
Is that good? Can you smell it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's familiar. I know. This is my wife who makes me, I'm not allowed to sit on the couch next to her when I'm drinking scotch.
But this is the Cheeto couch. This is the couch in which the Cheeto conversation began, but because this couch used to be there. All right. Anyway, where's the paper that tells us what we're supposed to do?
No, I actually have it on my phone, so you can scroll down.
Okay, that's
there's your banana healthier you. That was from today's earlier interview.
So
I'm teasing that there will be a banana healthier you, which it's about time, by the way.
Bananas plenty.
Oh,
I'm trying
yeah.
to bring back all of our friends.
Yeah, there they are. Yes, yeah, so chatting. This is the first time we've been face to face for a while.
Yep.
So how are you? You've been traveling a lot.
That and I'm three. I'm done. I have 3 weeks that I get to be home. 3 weekends
That's a lot for you.
home. I know it's a lot. The Ironman voice has not gone away,
All
so I
right.
think it might be a deeper issue.
Fair enough.
So,
Fair enough. All
yeah.
right.
How are you?
I'm good. As you know, now, first of all, we should say this from the beginning. This is something that we both talked about. We want to shout out to anybody who might be dealing with any of the situation up in Georgia, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, my relatives in South Carolina, and specifically to say to our good friend Riley Claremont, who lives up near Lake Lure in North Carolina, they have been displaced and they are staying with friends and are not 100% sure when they're going to get their electricity off. So our thoughts are with Riley, and I picked up some work because he can't do something. Yeah, so.
For the parents out there, so Riley said his daughter's school is just closed indefinitely. So it's a little bit, things that we never imagined
Yep.
what happened. So we were hoping Riley could join us, but obviously we
Yeah,
understand where that
he
exists.
has no electricity. Well, the place he's staying has electricity. Odd to go from a place where there is no electricity to another, but yeah. So he says he'll be down for the wine and dine. Everything should be good by then. They're hoping to get their electricity back within the next couple of weeks.
I have a question for you related to Hurricane Helene. It's
Okay,
Helene, right?
I believe so.
People call it Helen and it pisses me off. If you're going to talk about the hurricane, can you just understand there's an E there? And it's not a silent E, it gives it a sound. Helene.
It's an excellent point.
All right. Anyway,
Your question.
you got stuck in one place because of Hurricane Helene.
Yeah, I was actually in Cancun doing a corporate 5K that I was lucky enough to book in Cancun, and I was supposed to fly out the Wednesday before it hit, and all the airport was closed down. Thursday, oddly, we were able to fly out, but people were reaching out to me a lot, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're in Cancun. What's it like? What's it like?" And can I tell you right now, what it was like was breezy, and there was a little bit of rain. We got absolutely nothing comparatively. A few gusty winds, but I thought I was going to be stuck in Cancun for a lot longer, which
Was it nice?
you can be.
Was your resort nice?
Yes, we were staying at the Hilton Tulum Resort in
Is that
Cancun.
Tulum or
Sure,
Tulum?
guys,
Does anybody
going
know?
they.
Raise your hand if you
Everyone that I talked to called it Tulum, but anyway,
Nice.
it's lovely,
Then.
and we were supposed to be right in the middle of everything, and it really didn't turn out to be.
How did the corporate 5Ks, like, how was their athleticism?
It's a very athletic company. Now, for those of you who like corporate events and haven't gone to the corporate events, normally there are a couple different types. There are the types where they go to a lot of meetings and then have a few parties. This was really just celebrating like their top salespeople and the top workers and stuff. I won't give away the company, but it's a company that's really, really health conscious. And to that point, most of these places have open bar. Like the whole time,
Yeah.
and you can only imagine what that turns into. They did not. People had to purchase drink
Oh,
tickets,
that's a yeah.
and
It's not
they had.
it's not an all-inclusive resort.
It is an all-inclusive resort, but they
Oh,
had to
that
make
makes me not
alcohol
want to go.
non-inclusive for that. But yeah, we had about 176 people show up. The guy who won it was running about a 7 minute and 20 second mile.
Can anybody here beat that?
Right, yeah,
Yes.
probably a few of you.
Yeah,
That's
I
pretty.
see a few of you.
Let me tell you something. For a corporate 5K, that's really, really good. So yeah, and they had 300 people show up. There were like 60 people who never made it to the island, or excuse me, to Mexico because they were afraid they didn't want to get caught in the storm. And we had like 176, 177 show up. Okay, so
Specific information
very specific
for corporate
information.
5K.
Most of the time, I did a corporate 5K the other day, as you know, and the race started at 6 o'clock in the morning because I don't know if it's hot in Florida, so they wanted to start nice and early. In Mexico, they started at 8:30.
But it's so hot.
It was horribly hot, and they did it because they thought, well, people will be out late the night before because there were
Yeah.
parties. The chain smokers actually played their closing night party. They had a private party with the chain smoker, so it was a big deal. I think if they do it again, they'll probably push that back a little because 8:30 over there in Cancun, whew, little warm,
Very warm.
little warm. So that's it.
Very
That was my hurricane
true. Like, it
experience.
was kind of funny how I got stuck, and then it's like the hurricane was terrible, and then it wasn't like
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
really
yeah,
know
yeah,
what to
yeah.
think with.
I
Next
have
one.
no idea. So shout out to all those people, and also
Mommy's friend is
San Francisco
Carissa.
Fun Fest. who they're okay,
Yeah,
but
they
that
are
whole
really
area
good.
is dealing with a lot. And then where I got married on Longboat Key in Anna Maria Island, they got hit pretty badly.
Yeah.
So thinking about those folks.
All right, we are going to ask Chris Twiggs to jump in if he is so willing.
Sure.
So we are how many weeks away from Wine and Dine? That's not just not like a like three.
Well, I mean, we're a month away.
That's cool. Okay.
So we have it's actually four, we have 4 weekends. It's the fifth weekend from now.
Okay,
Oh.
so where should we be in long run-ish in those
You
5 weeks?
probably have your penultimate long run this weekend.
Which should be how far, best
I
case.
would love for it to be 12.
Too far.
And then your final long run would be in 2 weeks, would be on the 19th, weekend of the 19th of October. And that would be the last long run. That would be 14, ideally. And yes, 14, keen observers, 14 is more than 13.1. But there are no balloon ladies, unless you're doing a very strange training run. There should be no balloon ladies to worry about for that. And
Anyone actually hire balloon ladies to do that for them as a motivational training tool? I think they would be available, to be honest.
they, why not? Everybody, we all need a side hustle, right?
I saw Instagram say this lady makes $1 million a year in Texas. Did anybody else get served this? She takes orders from August to September for putting pumpkins on your front porch. And then she puts pumpkins on people's front porches around the Dallas area, and she makes $1 million a year.
The wrong
And
business.
like not even good, like not even like displays, just
Just a pumpkin.
it just had her like stacking pumpkins. Ellie, do you want to be a pumpkin stacker when you grow up? No. Okay. Stacking pumpkins.
Earlier, he didn't want to be a
All
part.
right, Chris, what else should we be thinking about as we prep for wine and dine?
What are you going to wear? And I'm not just talking about, yeah, DW's laughing.
Enough.
I figured that out a year ago. No, it's not just about what are you going to wear in terms of how do you want to look, but seriously, what are you going to wear? And let's rehearse that, right? Let's practice running in the clothes that you're going to wear, because if you get into that race and it's 13.1 miles, or even if it's, believe me, even if it's the 5K or the 10K, if there's something that doesn't fit right, it's rubbing a little bit wrong, there's a seam that's not quite right, oh boy, you are really going to regret it. So let's plan on, if not this weekend, I would rather you do it this weekend, but if you don't have everything together yet, then for that 14 miler, practice what you're going to wear during the race itself, because you don't want any surprises. Now, you know, and yes, that includes headgear, right? How many of us, I'm one of them, has started a race with a wig and realized, yeah, that's not staying on, right?
Right.
So absolutely.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah, but practice the shoes you're going to run in, practice the socks that you're going to wear, practice everything you're going to wear head to toe. Also practice what you're going to carry in terms of nutrition or blood sugar boosters. As we know, Disney does a fantastic job of the water stops and having all those things out there, and even a few little surprises that they throw in now and then. But it's nice for you to carry that little surprise blood sugar booster with you that you're going to be able to pull out when you feel like you need it. And if you've used that on your long runs, your 12 miler, your 14 miler, and you know about when you needed it in that run, cool. Now you know, take it a half mile sooner so that you never feel that, oh gosh, I'm starting to get low. You can take that blood sugar booster half mile before you think you're going to need it, and then you can keep that even keel all the way to the finish line. Those are the things that I would be thinking about for these last couple of runs, what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to have with me for that blood sugar booster, so that there can be as few surprises as possible.
And if you need blood sugar booster, somebody, because we have prizes today, someone's going to win some Genucan, some little
Woo!
energy thing. So
Good
have
stuff.
some prizes.
I may have some of that right within reach of me. I use it too.
Yeah, Genucan's a good one. Does anybody have any questions for Chris since he's here? Do you have any training questions that you want
It's
to,
a
if you
Mai
have?
Tai. I'm sure everybody wanted to know. It's a Mai Tai in a L'Occitane mug from a really cool tiki bar in London.
You can
So,
also put a question in the chat. So,
very
if
nice,
you want to.
Chris, with a craft cocktail too. And
Hey, you
I
know,
just took what I just took whatever they handed me. Luckily, it's a really good scotch. So.
if there was somebody to hand me something, I could get by with that, but I have to fend for myself tonight.
All right. Anybody, any questions for Chris? Because again,
I just want to let you guys know, Daddy got 4 strawberry packs. Just in case you were wondering, Daddy got 4 strawberry packs. All right. Stephanie has a question, Chris. I don't know if you're excited or scared. Where's Stephanie?
She's up top left. Oh, now she's moving.
Oh, she's
on the run. There, top left, top left. There it is.
Stephanie's like, I think you can talk.
Yes, sir. Hi. So
name, longtime listener. No, just
yes, hi. My name is
long
Stephanie
time, first
Humphrey.
Time.
first time joiner, long time listener. Hi. So long run supposed to be, what was that? What, 14?
The last long run, assuming we're talking about if it's your first half marathon, the goal is to finish, then it would be 14 2 weeks before the half marathon. Now, some people that have a time goal, they might be going up to 17. 17 is typically the longest that I would have for somebody to do that. And typically that, if it's a 17 miler, that would typically be 3 weeks before, not 2 weeks before. So that would mean there's only one long run left for those folks. So that's the great thing about having a customized plan, which is different from following the schedule that we have on the Run Disney website, which is fantastic. Love it, right? But when you've got other goals or you have other things that come into play beyond, you know, just beyond being able to get in all the runs that are on the schedule, it's nice to have a coach that can help you tweak and change things.
So that's how you're going to justify my 20 miles this weekend.
Your 20 miles has nothing to do with wine and dine weekend. And you know it, your 20 miles has to do with a very long run, a very long weekend you have coming up later. So that's always something you have to keep in mind is, you know, what's coming up next. You would hate to get to the end of Wine and Dine weekend and say, well, that was fun. Now I guess it's time to start training for Dopey. Nope.
I think a lot of people, not just in this group, but all over need to.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, that man let me sign up for, what was it? 3 marathons and an ultra in a 3-month time span, 2-month time span.
Not your dad.
Coach.
Not your husband. I'm here to make things possible.
Coach.
Tell you why not to do them.
Love you.
Love you.
Wow.
Anybody else? Any questions for Chris? Good opportunity. Who's doing Dopey here?
Wow. Oh,
that's a good bit of hands. Chris? No, not Chris. We are.
I'll be there for everyone.
My All wife.
Right. Oh, your wife?
My wife is doing Dopey for the first time. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to her. Thanks to me. I signed her up for it against her will.
Last question. Do you have anything, hints, things you can tell us about pacers for Wine and Dine, or is this public knowledge? Is it secret knowledge?
Yes, I can tell you that I am actually, I'm taking a step back. I'm not going to be the first pacer across the line, this time. So I'm going to be taking a step back. I'll be pacing. But the tried and true Mark, Bridget will be, one of those pacers up there in the front. And then, the other thing I'll say is because Wine and Dine has this theme of the food from all the different countries around the world showcase, the pace teams, each pace team will be dressed up, honoring a different country around the world showcase.
Oh, okay.
I won't reveal right now what country my partner and I are running as, but I will say the fez is in the mail.
Wow. All right. Okay. I think I could guess, but I'm a little concerned now that it's now the Pacers are dressing up. It's going to get to the point where we have to dress up when we check into the hotel. And it's just, what were the check-in? Let's check in and see the check-in costumes. Oh, look. Riley's goofy this year. Interesting. I mean, I got into the acting business to wear costumes, but now it's gotten a little out of control.
Yeah. All right. John, are you ready to address the elephant?
First of all, I feel mildly bullied into this. I just have to say, I bring up interesting story about the Kennedy assassination. And if you missed that episode, go back and listen. There's a lot of stuff there. And then you kind of like got me, you said, well, you should do this like every show or every, you know, have a history moment. And of course I'm recording. So I'm going to go, yeah. And then hope that's edited out. And it wasn't. So I have been a failure over the last year or since November of last year. So for this happy hour, I have a history moment, a little different history moment, something that I think I could do moving forward. Want to introduce you all to a figure from history that you should know, but you don't.
We like it.
All right. Okay. So if you actually, when I say the name, if you know who it is, feel free to log off and give us only one star on the thing. But I'm going to talk a little bit today about Dan Sickles. Anybody? Anybody? Show of hands. Steph, nothing, nobody. Nobody knows Dan Sickles. All right. Let me run down the story of Dan Sickles very, very quickly. Dan Sickles was a Tammany Hall politician prior to the Civil War. Now, for those of you who don't know, during the Civil War, prior to the Civil War, we did not have a large standing army. So when it came time to recruit soldiers, we also needed to recruit officers because we didn't even have enough West Point graduates or VMI graduates, or I'm not sure if the Citadel was there yet, but military school graduates to be officers. So we had a lot of political generals. What could go wrong? A whole lot could go wrong. But Dan Sickles, actually, Tammany Hall politician, born into wealth. His entire career, he was a member of the United States House of Representatives. He was a United States minister to Spain later in his career post-war. But Dan Sickles was one of the few political generals who actually turned into a pretty good military general. Actually did not have any sort of military education, but he was a smart guy and pretty sort of a impressive person on a lot of levels. He was also kind of nuts, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Anyway, so Dan Sickles became the only political general to ever be a corps commander as well in the military. And Stephanie, if you would now go through and explain to everybody company, division, corps, all of that. No, I won't make you do that. I'm just saying those are the biggest army groups were corps. They were during the Civil War. That's changed a little bit in the modern military. In any case, what Dan Sickles is most well known for, and if you do know his name, you might know, on July 2nd, 1863, 101 years to the day before my birth, he was commanding a division, the Battle of Gettysburg. And on that second day, he made what has often been considered an error by moving out in front of a line. He was on a defensive line. There was a hill in front of him, so the enemy was going to have the high ground for a bit. He thought, as most of us would, let's move to the high ground, and that would be safer. And it actually wasn't. It was a mistake, and 60% of his division were wounded or killed. So he had 60% casualties in that. It was considered a military blunder for many, many years. In fact, the commanding general of the Potomac, Army of the Potomac at that point, was with Sickles telling him, you have to move back when James Longstreet's men attacked. And anyway, they were stuck. Retrospectively, there are a couple of historians, James McPherson, the Princeton historian, and John Keegan, maybe one of the most famous military historians in the world. There is a belief that by doing that, he actually slowed Longstreet's assault, and it may have been a positive thing. So that is what he's known for, military failure, which there's a little bit of revisionist on this. Also, he lost his leg in that battle. He was hit by a solid shot cannon, which tore his leg off from the knee down. Yeah, I know. Isn't this fun? He was actually carried from the field. He asked them to light a cigar for him, and he was carried to the field sitting up on the stretcher as they took him off to amputate what was left of his leg. And for years, the bottom bone of his leg from his knee to his ankle, which is called
tibia.
We'll go with tibia.
Tibia and fibia.
Thank you. The tibia. See, thank you. Medical people. It was displayed at the U.S. Army Medical Museum in Washington, D.C. And on the anniversary, July 2nd, every year, he would go there and visit his leg. And he always complained that they didn't save the foot bone, because they just did both of the leg bones, the fibia and tibia, as we've just learned. So he was upset about that. Very, very colorful guy. Was also very, very instrumental in Gettysburg, the battlefield of Gettysburg, being preserved. was one of the, because again, he was very politically active. So pretty interesting biography so far. I think you would agree. Dan Sickles, decent reason to know him. That's not why you need to know him. 2 years before the Civil War, on February 27th, 1859, Dan Sickles shot and killed his wife's lover, a man by the name of Philip Barton Key. Now, any names Key historically that you might know? Possibly? Anyone?
Francis Scott Key.
Bingo! Philip Barton Key was the son of Francis Scott Key, and known as one of the great womanizers in Washington, D.C. Legendary. Paid a price for it. Yeah, Alexander Hamilton level. And by the way, Sickles was no slouch in that area either. Anyway, he shot and killed him about a block from the White House in Washington, D.C. That in and of itself, really, really interesting.
Yep.
But here's the point that I took a long time to get to, but I think it's an interesting one, is his is the first attempted and successful plea of temporary insanity. He got off for shooting his wife's lover, Philip Key, son of Francis Scott Key, and then went on to have this ridiculously remarkable career, minister to Spain, all of his Civil War exploits, and lived to the ripe age of 94. There's actual...
Without the leg?
Without the leg. And I don't know if it, in his late 90s or his early 90s, he was still visiting the bone of his leg. But yep. So there you go. Dan Sickles. You didn't really know him. You kind of should have.
I wanted, but I really think the star is the lawyer who said to plead insanity.
Yeah. Well, actually, one of his lawyers was Edwin Stanton, who was Secretary of War during the Civil War. A very, very famous guy as well. So he had a lot of money, had a high powered law team. But the idea of temporary insanity, which had been floated in legal circles, but had never been attempted before. And there was also a very, very big paparazzi type trial thing. He leaked his wife apparently had the tearful confession to him about what had happened. And he tried to get that into evidence and they couldn't do it. So he leaked it to the newspapers. So it was a cause célèbre. On this, the 29th anniversary of O.J. Simpson being found innocent, it was the Simpson trial of its time. Of the antebellum, the late antebellum period.
I was feeling a lot of Chicago vibes, like Rocky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Razzle dazzle.
A little ragtime feel as well. Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. There it is. Someone from history that you should have met, but you probably hadn't.
What do you guys think? Did he satisfy? Did he deliver?
Come on, he shot Francis Scott Key's son.
Pretty good. Yeah. And, okay. So right, let's applaud John. That was very good. We're very proud of you. You can virtual have.
There's video of Dan Sickles in Ken Burns' Civil War series. Video, yes, actual film of him, because he didn't die till 1914. And there's actually film of him sitting on a porch somewhere, smoking a cigar with his bad stump on it. On a tree. It's very
remarkable.
Very,
that you're making remarkable. It off the battlefield. All right. I want to know emotionally, how do you feel now that you have completed this task?
I feel accomplished. To a certain extent. I don't feel 10K accomplished.
You didn't get a medal.
No, I didn't get a medal. But I did get scotch and I felt kind of accomplished. And I do think Dan Sickles needs to be known, because if you wrote that character in a script, it would be rejected.
And that's what you need to call it. The characters that got rejected.
Don't curate my part in the show. I don't tell you what to do for healthier you.
You apparently take some tips. What is our comfort level of another one?
No, I like this idea. I'm going to find people in history you should know about and don't. How's that?
It's not too overwhelming. You're not having to get, we already don't know them, so right. You don't have to worry about.
When I tried to dive into bigger, here's the problem. When I tried to buy into bigger subjects, I ended up just going down rabbit holes and not getting anything done and studying things that I didn't need to. So
did you learn anything?
I did. I learned a lot of stuff, a lot of really useless minutia that is interesting to me. But I'm going to try to stick with this for a while, introducing you to new people. What are we calling it? You've decided? Rejected by history?
Rejected. History reject.
All right. History reject.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for your wisdom. It actually is very interesting. So hopefully John will keep doing these. Thank you guys for listening. Go hydrate. And don't forget, if hydration is an issue, check out my new Run Like Magic course. That's online to help you with your nutrition. And as always, Healthier You is there too.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Before we wrap up, we want to give a special shout out to our friend Sarah Akers with Runs on Magic. Now, Sarah is a passionate Run Disney enthusiast. She loves nothing more than helping you plan those magical Run Disney weekends. But with her expertise, the possibilities are endless. Whether you're dreaming of a honeymoon escape, an all-inclusive girls trip, a boys trip to Las Vegas, a family cruise, international adventure, whatever it is, Sarah is here to make it happen. Best part? Her travel planning services are completely complimentary. Sarah creates personalized itineraries and specializes in Run Disney, Universal, and cruise vacations. And for our listeners, she's offering a special promo. Use the code 321GO when requesting your vacation quote, and you could receive up to a $200 Disney gift card or booking credit, depending on your destination. You can connect with Sarah on Instagram at RunsOnMagic for the latest offers and more, or reach out to her directly at runsonmagictravel@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you all for listening.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Weston. See you real soon.